Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump is squaring off with Harvard University, as Stacey Lynn reports.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt was asked about the president freezing billions of dollars in funding and threats to revoke the university's tax status.
The president believes Harvard should apologize.
Apologize for what she called the anti-Semitism that took place on its campus.
Jewish American students or students of any faith should not be illegally harassed and targeted on our nation's college campuses.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, The White House.
There is a court hearing today in the case of a Maryland man deported to El Salvador who the administration refuses to return and has offered few updates on despite an order from a judge. CBS.
Tipping point. Be a case where we're reaching a level where the judge may decide that she needs to hold someone in contempt. That's something that we haven't yet seen in any of these cases. We've seen them nearing that point.
President Trump says China has reneged on a major Boeing deal. Business reporter Jason Brooks.
The Chinese government, according to Bloomberg, is instructing the country's domestic airlines to stop taking deliveries of new aircraft ordered from Boeing in response to 145 on Chinese imports. The report is also ordered to suspend purchases of aircraft components and related equipment from U.S. suppliers.
Trump said today it is up to China, not the U.S., to come to the negotiating table on trade. Mark Zuckerberg was back on the stand today in the trust case. CBS's Jolene Kent reports he's facing more questions about the acquisition of Instagram and WhatsApp.
Zuckerberg was looking and discussing email correspondence from way back in discussing competitors like Instagram, which of course is in the crosshairs in this entire case, of course, and the possibility of acquiring the app at that time.
Jury selection's underway in New York in the retrial of disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein. He's charged with rape and performing a criminal sex act. A woman has taken part in the Army's Best Ranger competition for the first time. Michael Wallace reports.
Army Ranger First Lieutenant Gabrielle White and her teammate finished in 14th place out of 52 pairs. During the 60-hour competition, the Rangers moved more than 60 miles. Along the way, there are physical fitness tests, obstacle courses, land navigation, helicopter missions, and weapons qualification. In past years, the Army likely would have touted White's accomplishment, but President Trump's anti-DEI policies won't allow that. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The Dow is down 81. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A plan for a new car wash set to be built at the Regency Mall development moved ahead last night following final approval from the Racine Common Council. At a previous meeting, Alders approved the apartment plan for the Regency, called the Pritchard Park Apartments. The Woodman's is getting close to being done with an opening sometime this year. The Gateway campus in Racine now has a place to help students needing more than a grant and a diploma. Students can now get support through what's called a Connection Center. The center provides food, professional clothing, and connects students to resources like housing and child care assistance. The Racine Common Council swears in four new members tonight. Malik Frazier in District 1, Nathan Pavin in the 15th, Jens Jorgensen in the 5th, and Grace Allen in District 9. Mary Land narrowly retained District 11. Major road work is set to begin on Main Street in Racine starting next Monday. The first phase of the project will have the stretch Augusta closed for 2 months. And some people in Oak Creek are suing to block the Buc-ee's. It's proposed for just north of the Racine County line along I-94. People living near the Elm Road exit say the city of Oak Creek rushed zoning changes and ignored noise, traffic, and property value concerns. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
A bad night for the Brew Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' first night back at home, and they lose to the Tigers 9-1. Detroit was up 9-0 by the fifth inning. Pat Murphy says the Crew didn't lose like this last year.
Yeah, this is the fourth time we've been blown out in 17 games. We didn't get blown out four times in 162, I don't think. But this is the fourth time in 17 games, so that is concerning.
NBA, the Bucks getting ready for the playoffs. They face the Pacers Saturday at noon. Head coach Doc Rivers on how the team looks. Best of seven series.
I like some of the things we're doing. I actually think we need the week of practice. I really do. I think we can really hone in on some stuff that we want to do, especially with Giannis handling the ball more. There's some things we feel like we need to get better, and I think we can do that.
The Phoenix Suns have fired head coach Mike Budenholzer. After just one season, they finished with a disappointing record of 36-46. Budenholzer led the Bucks to an NBA championship in 2021. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
With more clouds than sunshine today and breezy winds still gusting out of the northwest around 35 miles per hour, high temperatures will still scrape 50. Then tomorrow, a high pressure system will give us a calm and comfortable sunny day with highs in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, right now 49.
And timeless hits there from J.J. Jackson, but it's all right on WRJN. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollman, and it's time to play Can You Guess? 15 billion of these are in use worldwide, including 800 million in the U.S. and over 100 million in Canada. What are they? They're credit cards.
Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur controller listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition provided by magician. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
To Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
My baby does the. Baby does the hanky panky.
We'll be right back.
question asking me. This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on the lights, cause I don't wanna see. Choking from the smell of stale perfume. And that cigarette you're smoking, I'll scare me half to death. Open up the window, sucker, let me catch my breath. Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. That ain't the way to have fun, son. That ain't the way to have fun.
Jesus!
And timeless hits from Three Dog. Mama told me not to come on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. You listening in the 5 o'clock hour for the 5 o'clock class reunion today, featuring the class of 1968. Three great songs from one great year, and we'll recap some of the big stories and memories of 1968 as well. It's all coming up just after the news at 5 o'clock. It's the 5 o'clock class reunion on WRJN.
Today is income tax day. Yuck. Whether you were a winner or a loser this year, I've got a great offer for you. Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals. Today and today only, purchase any gift certificates from Big Deals, and you'll save an additional 15% off your entire purchase. No promo code necessary. Shop local, buy local, and save an additional 15%. Hurry in for best selection.
Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals banner for amazing savings right now.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need with 24-hour secure. Peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer. Go 1 month free, first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour. Home Harbor Racine.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Have you covered? Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Step up to the plate with a true pizza pastime. Ferraro's in an all-star April month.
BLT oil, speed bake with friends.
To 50 and older. We're at over 6 times greater risk for pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults under 50. Gen X, this is our shot. Visit VaxAssist.com to schedule. Sponsored by Pfizer.
The sounds of timeless hits and baseball are the perfect combination. Once again, WRJN is Southeast Wisconsin's home of Brewer baseball. Listen as the Brewers go for a three-peat in the NL Central. See the schedule online at WRJN.com.
History. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for. But I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. About history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too. What a wonderful world this would be. History. Biology. Well, French art too. Yeah. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Sam Cooke and Wonderful World on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. News coming up at the bottom of the hour. Then we have to tell you about free COVID pool. I don't know what that is, but we'll find out coming up on WRJN.
Love is but a song we sing. Fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring. Oh, make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing, and you may not know why.
Everyone. your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And have you signed up yet to receive the new WRJN weekly newsletter? You can do that at WRJN.com. The newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week. It highlights some of our on-air content and profiles some local businesses. Also, as tips on marketing and advertising, you can sign up at WRJN.com. It's free. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. New alders get sworn in tonight. Outgoing alders were recognized last night. As the Racine City Council meeting neared its end yesterday, attention settled on alders Jeff Coe, Melissa Caprillion, and Corey Sebastian. It was their last meetings in office. Time was set aside for their recognition, during which their fellow council members gave comments. Those departing were then given the floor to share some parting thoughts. Tonight, getting sworn in are Malik Frazier, Nathan Pabon, Jens Jorgensen, and Grace Allen. When is that downtown Racine Cop House opening? A firm date isn't set, but a rough timeline is online at Racine County Eye. The website today has a look back at 50 years of community policing in Racine. There's also information online about where the new cop house will be located. Read all about it at racine.com. Starting next Monday, Main Street in Racine will be fully closed between Gould and Augusta. The closure for road reconstruction is through June 21st. At the next phase, the first phase will be done by July, and it's hoped the entire project will wrap up by late October. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With more clouds than sunshine today and breezy winds still gusting out of the northwest around 35 miles per hour, high temperatures will still scrape 50. Then tomorrow, a high-pressure system settles in, giving us a comfortable, sunny day with highs in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 49.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. My friend Robin is here. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
All right, so I was going to talk with you about something else today, but then you and I were just chatting off the air, and now we got to talk about this instead.
Okay.
You said two words together that I don't think I've ever heard put back to back, and those words were COVID pool.
And don't forget the word free.
Free COVID pool. What is a free COVID pool?
Well, it's funny you ask, Kurt. Here's the story behind that. And there's always a story. Sitting on my front porch during COVID, and it was spring, probably during COVID, it was like early summer. And, you know, we have neighbors. They're kind of a distance away, but I hear this guy yelling, "Anybody want a free pool?" And I'm like, well, let's go check this out. So I yelled, "Yeah," just kind of jokingly. And then he goes, "Seriously?" And then I walked over, you know, to the fence, and he said, "It's free. It's in great shape. It hardly has been used. I just need to get rid of it and putting a deck on." And I'm looking at it going, So I took the free pool. Well, I mean, everybody in my family plus a few friends.
I'm trying to picture that, and obviously it's an above ground pool.
It is, yes.
But like, how big is it, and how did you move it? I mean, there's so many questions, Robin.
I know. It's 18 feet, so it's round, and it came with this really nice little deck to get up to it, steps. So that was all included in the free pool. And so what we had to do is go over, break it down, and then put it in a truck and drive it around into our driveway. And we had a good spot for it. So we had kind of cleared that area, then put up the, I'm a pro at putting up pools now and liners. So yeah, you just put the around the whole circle, there's, you know, sturdy parts that hold it up. You put the trim, and then you have to put the liner in because the liner was really kind of ripped while we were moving it. Mm. Yeah, that was fun. Mm-hmm. So then the next year we had to replace it again, and then we did it, but it didn't take like 3 hours to put the liner in. You have to get in it with socks and make sure it's even. And
yeah, but then the weight of the water will kind of push it down, right? Yeah.
Exactly. So you do want to make sure if it's a overlap kind of liner that we have, you want to make sure there's enough overlap to catch, you know, in case it falls.
A free pool. Yeah. I wonder how much that would have cost you if we had to buy it.
Well, all the work, and it really wasn't that much work just putting it up, but I wonder. And, you know, we put a lot into it, meaning chemicals and making sure it's all just right. And by the way, moving the deck part of that was a total, you know what, it was so heavy, and we had to drag it from his backyard around like a block or two and up into my driveway. And it might have a long driveway. And then it was so heavy, and we got it up, though. So thanks to a bunch of good friends.
A free pool.
Yeah, the free COVID pool.
You are your grandchildren's favorite grandma if you have a pool in your yard.
How about my kids?
I know, right?
They were like, yeah, finally. You never listened to us before.
Well, it was never free before.
No, and I've always wanted a pool, and voila.
I don't know if I could do it too much. It sounds like too much work.
It is. It was a lot of work.
No, I mean, but just the maintaining of it.
Say that all the time. Jeff loves maintaining it. It really isn't that hard. I mean, you got to just kind of keep up on it. And if leaves fall, and sometimes the bottom of the pool gets kind of icky from
too much work. That.
But yeah, chemical thing. You dump and, you know, let it sit and then go swimming.
All right. I haven't gotten my invitation for a pool party yet, but I'm just saying. All right, there's my friend
Free
Robin.
COVID pool.
Who joins us from time to time on WRJN.
thing I remember, Doc, I started to swerve. And then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
You won't come back from the dead end.
Dead man's
curve. Dead man's curve. Dead man's curve. Dead man's curve.
Dead man's
curve.
Dead man's curve.
thinking about time? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel.
Timeless Ants WRJN, where we have partnered with the Racine Raiders once again. That's right. The entire 2025 season is going to be heard right here on WRJN. Racine's famous Racine Raiders semi-pro football team. All the home games, all the away games. You can see the schedule at WRJN.com. And the first game is coming up in May. Go Raiders.
WRJN is proud to present the 2025 Milwaukee Film Festival. Back April 24th through May 8th. Whether you're a film fanatic or just looking for something to do with the family, there's something to watch for everyone. From hard-hitting local documentaries to lighthearted international comedies, plus special panels, book signings, and even live score performances, the Milwaukee Film Festival is jam-packed. Head to our website, WRJN.com, for details.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Shop Pick and Save for your tailgate. Earn a free Brewers ticket for every $50 spent with your Fresh Perks card at Pick and Save now through April 15th. Visit pickandsave.com/brewers for full details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforstatesport.org.
This message is sponsored by WISCaregiver.com. Now is the time to start a meaningful career as a caregiver. Difference in people's lives. WISCaregiver.com gives you two great options for free. Train for the in-demand caregiver workforce as a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or become a CNA, Certified Nurse. All training is free. Plus, you can earn a $100 bonus. Learn more at WISCaregiver.com.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your Mustang down. Oh, what I said now. Mustang Sally now, baby. Oh, Lord. Guess you better slow your Mustang down. How?
WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Looking for a low tonight of 31, tomorrow sunny and 46.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Radiation underground and in the sky, animals
and birds who live nearby. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more be used from man? Can't you stand that?
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
McCormick, there's another court hearing today in the case of a Maryland man. The administration earlier said it had mistaken to El Salvador, but has since refused to return. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen.
It is absolutely unjust and illegal to have this Marylander detained one more day in a prison in El Salvador.
CBS's Nancy Cordes reports there's no indication administration lawyers will change their stance today.
Their plan will likely be to try to say as little as possible. This U.S. district judge has required of them that they provide regular updates on what they are doing to bring Mr. Abrego Garcia back to the U.S. And in their filings, they provide as little information as possible.
And the Department of Justice says the administration will facilitate the return of Abrego Garcia if he were to arrive at a port, and then they would deport him to another country. The federal judge has blocked the administration from revoking the legal status of thousands of other immigrants, as Katrina Kaufman reports.
What this means is there is a temporary